Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Ayin, Gittin 70A, pagination 139, starting from the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Shemona, there are eight things, Ruban Kosha. If you do it a lot, it's not good. It's hard on the person. Umi utan yofe. But if you do it a little, in moderation, then it's a good thing. And Rashi tells us, a good thing means that it's good to have it in moderation. It's good to have it a little bit, rather than not having it a lot at all. Having it some is better than not having it at all, but having it too much is not good. So these items that are best in moderation are listed here, eight different items. We will try to translate each of them and elaborate on some of them. The Gemara says, Ve'elu hein, these are the eight. Number one, derech, travel. Apparently, some travel, the ability to go from place to place, perhaps to exert oneself periodically, going from place to place, that's a good thing. We have a concept even in Birchas HaShachar, in the beginning of the day, She'asali kol tzarki, that Hashem provided all of my needs, the person says, and we're told that that relates to the bracha, that is the bracha about shoes. Because shoes enable us to walk safely from place to place. A person's needs may not necessarily be provided exactly where they are staying. And the ability to travel, to meet people, etc., that's considered a significant accomplishment, a blessing. In our time, it might not just be on shoes, at least in philosophical context, it could apply to a car, etc. So again, the Gemara is telling us, in moderation, travel, transit, the ability to move from one place to the other, and doing that is a good thing. In moderation. V'derech eretz, Rashi says, means relations. So, husband, wife, within moderation, is a good thing. Not having it at all is not as good as having it some, but having it too much is not good. The next item is osher, wealth. So, some people think, if only I could win the lottery, I'll have tons of wealth. And wealth is associated with the concept of getting it my way, getting whatever I need, being provided for. You have money, you could buy it. So firstly, it's totally not true. There are things you can't buy with money, and money can actually cause interference. Even the best medical insurance can't buy the cure to many ailments. Money doesn't really do what it's claimed to represent. In addition, our Gemara is introducing that it could actually be bad. Rashi tells us, Shemevatlo mitalmud Torah, it causes a person to be distracted from Torah study, Umagbia levavo, and causes him to become haughty. And those are the downsides of too much wealth. People think if they have loads of wealth, they'll certainly study so much Torah. It's not true. The wealth ends up having to be guarded and invested and comes with its own responsibilities and sometimes causes the person to be haughty because they have it. So the Gemara's ideal is that a person is certainly better off with some osher, some wealth, better than not having it all. But excessive osher is not considered a good thing. Continuing in the Gemara, umelacha, and work, quite simply, it appears that it's a good thing. Some people get nervous from the concept of work, and they envision a retirement that is responsibility-free. And I believe the Gemara would disagree. That's not a smart thing. A retirement might be a change of responsibilities, but melacha is a good thing. A person should have what to do with themselves. Excessive, that's not good. Pressure, if it's out of range, then it's detrimental. But it is better to have melacha in one's life than not having melacha in one's life. The Gemara continues, yayin, wine. Apparently, again, this concept, none is not recommended. Some is better than none, but too much is bad. Vishina, and sleep. Again, a person who's sleep deprived, that's a problem. To have some, that's good. To have too much, that's detrimental. Chamin, hot, warm. Rashi says either bathing or drinking, but hot water was considered a special thing, a commodity. They had to really work for it. We don't appreciate this totally because we just turn on the faucet and we get hot water. But it was considered a significant accomplishment. And apparently here too, there were levels. Too much of it was apparently bad, not at all was a problem, but in moderation was recommended. And finally, hakozas dam, bloodletting, which is not clear to us what ramification that could have in our day, but in their time it was considered therapeutic. And over here also, not doing it at all, according to the Gemara's presentation of their climate, their metabolism, whatever it was, not doing it at all was considered worse than doing it in moderation, but doing it excessively was considered bad. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.